96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
We have St. David's Day activities coming soon to the KVUE listening area. And to preview what's coming, we've got Jennifer Baldwin and Sally Connard on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today.
Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Here today.
Doing good. Thank you, Sally. Good morning.
And bon adieu.
Hey, well.
Here we are.
Good to have you both in. So, Jennifer, how excited are you for what's going to be taking place here over the next week?
Oh, every year this is one of the highlights of my year. It is so exciting, and just, if nothing else, it reminds me that it's spring.
How about you, Sally? What has you excited to hear about what's coming up?
Well, it means I get to eat Welsh cakes at the Tea in Lebo and Barter Brief at the concert on Sunday in Emporia. So for me, it's my kind of annual opportunity to get to eat some real Welsh food.
And the way it sounds here, Jennifer, is the schedule really picks up. We're just a couple of days out from the Lebo activities, correct?
The Lebo, and I'm going to let Mom talk about the Lebo.
All right, Sally.
The Welsh tea every year is at the First United Methodist Church in Lebo, Kansas. They have it totally decorated. When Jennifer talks about spring, you'll see the daffodils in Lebo on Thursday. And they serve hot Welsh cakes and tea from 1:30 to 3:30. It's amazing. And they are so good, you just can't imagine.
That is well said. That's a good testimonial right there. I can hang with that. So, I know we have the activities Sunday, which are going to be in Emporia, Jennifer. Are you still looking for people to be in the choir for that?
We are always looking for people to be in the choir. And I do like to remind people, if you come and sing, you're Welsh for the day. You don't have to be Welsh to join the choir. If you just love to sing, come and join us and have a great time. The rehearsals will be I forgot the time. I think it's at 1 o'clock. Is that correct, Sally? One on Saturday is the rehearsal.
Okay.
We have the one rehearsal, and then on Sunday is the actual concert. The concert this year is at 2:30 on Sunday at the Presbyterian Church West Campus. That's the Presbyterian Church on 15th.
Okay.
And some of the same songs that you've heard before, which include, of course, both national anthems of both America and Wales, but also some new songs. We will also have soloists, violinists, and it should just be a really great time.
Yeah, big day Sunday. And this, again, will be where, Jennifer?
At West Campus Presbyterian Church.
Sounds good. And then what is it? Is Alana Jones then, Jennifer, going to be the guest conductor as she's been the last several years?
That is correct. Alana is coming again. She's an amazing director. If you've not worked under her, she is so... All I can say is she's so Welsh.
and so Welsh.
What I mean, so Welsh. And what I mean by that is she is very open and caring and helps us be the best singers that we can be, because, of course, in Wales, everybody can sing in four-part harmony. So, and that's, you know, she expects no less from us, and she gives us praise that we sing, because we are Welsh, even for the day, we sing just as well as a Welsh choir in Wales.
Outstanding.
So you mentioned 1 o'clock. So what's the lineup? How things time wise? How will they work, Jennifer?
For Saturday?
For the activities here in Emporia.
Okay, so Thursday will be the tea. And that's 1 to 3 in Lebo.
1:30 to 3:30.
1:30 to 3:30 in Lebo. Mm-hmm. Saturday will be the rehearsal at, again, the West Campus Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock until we're done, which is not 8 hours. Generally, it's 2 hours, but right around that. Sunday will be the concert, and it is again at 2:30 at Presbyterian Church West Campus.
Okay. I wanted to ask both of you before we wrap things up here, and Sally, I'll start with you. Why is this so important to have a St. David's Day and Welsh Heritage celebration, regardless of the time of year, but to have it as longstanding as it's been here?
We have it this time of the year because St. David died on March 1st. So that is St. David's Day, but we always celebrate on the first Sunday of March. It's important for me and for the community because Emporia was founded by Welsh settlers, by immigrants who were farmers, who were stonemasons, who did all kinds of hard work to help build this community and make it what it is today. And also, this is the 136th annual celebration here in Emporia, and it is one of only two St. David's Day celebrations still going on in the United States. So we have a rare opportunity to celebrate Wales and St. David and our heritage every year here in Emporia.
Jennifer, that's sobering because I remember just, 10 to 20 years ago, it seemed like there were quite a few more of the St. David's Day celebrations taking place. I didn't realize it was down to two.
Yeah. And I think that speaks to Emporia that we celebrate and remember and hold on to that tradition. So Mom and I had the opportunity to go to Wales a little while ago. And the first thing I noticed when we got there is how much the Wales countryside actually looks like the Flint Hills.
Oh, wow.
And I said, it felt like I was going home. This St. David's Day celebration gives me a connection through my ancestors back to it. And to know that they came to a land that didn't feel unfamiliar to them, made them feel at home, and that tradition continues on through Emporia culture today is very heartwarming to me.
St. David's activities this week, Thursday, the tea in Lebo starting at 1:30, then rehearsals, choir rehearsals here in Emporia Saturday, and the big St. David's Day event coming up Sunday afternoon. Sally, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
KVOE Live in the local 856, sunshine and 55 degrees, and I believe we do have a Newsmaker 3 tomorrow, don't we?
Well, actually, you could consider it that.
Well, it's Greg Jordan, right?
That's right. It's the biweekly update from History Center Director Greg Jordan. History Happenings coming up 8:40 tomorrow morning. And then Thursday, we do have Hank Osterhout talking about the Halfway to Halfway concert, which is coming up Saturday.
And that's going to be a heck of a show because that will be featuring that one guy.
Oh, man. If you
is what a talent.
If you missed him during the very first Halfway to Everywhere a couple of years ago, you're in for a real treat if you go see this coming up Saturday. Plus, there's a whole lot of other things revolving around that concert for the upcoming Halfway in September that we'll be talking about here on Thursday.
So this is the Halfway to Halfway event featuring that one guy at the Granada Theater coming up this Saturday night. Doors open at 7 p.m. It is 8:57.
Hey, folks, Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. Thank you all for your purchases.